Welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Kara Lee Causey, who is the owner of Haven Nursing Center. Hi, Kara Lee. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Kara Lee, you deal a whole lot with long-term care. So let's begin by explaining what exactly is involved in long-term care and what are the different kinds of long-term care.
Well, long-term care is exactly what it sounds like. It is long-term. It is the opposite of acute care. It is not episodic in nature in that you have ongoing long-term care needs. And so it could be necessary for anyone of any age to require long-term care for various reasons. Typically, we think about long-term care in association with older adults. And various services can be provided under the long-term care service banner, such as home health, hospice, nursing home care. There are waiver programs paid by the state that include a combination of those items and personal care attendants in the home. So there are several types of long-term care.
So one of the myths that people may have is that the only type of long-term care is skilled nursing care.
No, that's not true. That's just the one, I guess, that predominates in our mind. But home health care provides long-term care over a period of time. There's a limit on what Medicare will allow, but it is long-term in nature. Hospice, even though it has a six-month criteria, that is often renewed, so it is long-term. And then the personal care program that the state administers can also be long-term. And assisted living, in its own way, is long-term. They don't provide as many health care type services, but they do have assistance with activities of daily living, such as bathing and dressing and things like that. So it's all under the banner of long-term care.
Kara Lee, you are an advocate of culture change. What exactly is culture change?
Yes, I have been an advocate for culture change in nursing homes and in all settings where elders receive care. Culture change is taking a hard look at the way we provide care to our older adults. It's moving away from an institutional model of care that is very structured, and it is maybe focused around the needs of the institution versus the needs of the individual. So, for instance, at Haven Nursing Center, about 10 years ago, we started taking a hard look at our organizational structure. For instance, who was at the top of our organizational structure? Was it the administrator, the chief financial officer, or was it the resident? If we say that we're a nursing home, how do we exemplify the fact that this really is a home and not just a healthcare setting? How do we treat our employees, and how does the way we treat our employees have ramifications for the people that live in our nursing home? All of these things are pieces of what we call culture change. And it's not just a change of your physical plant or your environment, like the building, and that's a piece of it. We've done some of that too, but it's looking at your whole philosophy of caregiving and the assumptions we make about older adults living in a nursing home or other areas where they need health care.
What about the role of families? What can family members do to make life easier for someone living in a skilled nursing care?
Well, families are a big part of helping a resident adapt and to be happy in a long-term care setting, especially a nursing home. Family involvement, a lot of times, is our primary way of knowing what is going on with the resident. Sometimes they're not able to communicate, and there's really no one that knows the older adult better than their family. And that's what we want. We want to know that resident. We want to know what they did and liked before they moved to Haven, so that to the best of our ability, we can help them do the same things now that they've moved to Haven. The family is the advocate for the resident. If there's a need, an unmet need, or a challenge they're facing, we need that family member to come to us and tell us how we can better serve the resident. And in our nursing home, they're a big part of the activities that go on. Our nursing home due to our changes related to culture change. We have 4 small kitchens in our nursing home. They're just like the kitchens in your own home. And family members come in and they cook with the residents. The residents cook in the kitchen and our staff cook in the kitchen. We bake bread, we make cookies, we serve lunch, breakfast, and supper. We have a pantry full of food and dishes are washed in the kitchen. Sometimes the residents and families help do that. Children come in and they help serve. It's as much as we can, we try to make it a family environment. So families are integral to quality of life for residents living in a nursing home.
What are some of the biggest myths that people may believe in about skilled nursing care?
Well, I think one of the primary myths is that Medicare pays for skilled nursing home care. And that is a partial truth in that Medicare, which is what most of us have and have paid into, and as we get older, we are able to access it for our care needs, only pays for about 100 days of skilled nursing care. And after that, either the patient has to pay, or they may have some type of long-term care insurance, or they may also have qualify for Medicaid, which has income limitations. But Medicare only provides a maximum of 100 days of care. They have to meet a skilled level of care criteria. So when a patient only needs, say, assistance with bathing and dressing, that's not going to qualify them for Medicare payment in a nursing home. They will need something like physical therapy, occupational therapy, and they will also have to have just recently had a 3-day stay in the hospital. There are many people that feel and think that, well, I don't have to worry about long-term care and paying for it because Medicare is going to pay for it. But in actuality, only a few days in the scheme of things when you look at long-term care are paid for by Medicare. So preparing for the eventual need of long-term care is really important. I think that's one of the primary myths that I see. Of course, another myth is that they're horrible places. And having worked in long-term care for so many years, I can tell you that there are nursing homes that are better than others. But the people that work in nursing homes are some of the kindest and most diligent of people that I have ever met. To work in long-term care takes a special kind of person, and I think we should all assume that they're there for the right reason, unless we find out otherwise. But it is a hard business. But there is life, and there is joy, and there is fun, and all kinds of good things that happen within the walls of skilled nursing homes, and it has been one of the greatest joys of my life to be involved in that type of care.
I think people have a lot of fears about going into an institute-like setting. You know, it may not be entirely institutional, but people do feel that they will lose their freedom. Mm-hmm. Someone else will make their decisions. They will not be able to choose mm-hmm. what they want to do, mm-hmm. how they want to do it. They may have to share a room with someone else mm-hmm. that they don't know. They may not get the meals that they're used mm-hmm. to. So there are a lot of fears and anxieties that go with that.
Yes, and I can certainly understand that. And that is one of the pieces of culture change that we've worked hard on, and other nursing homes have too. For instance, when you look at dining, for years when I first started running a nursing home up till maybe 8 or 9 years ago, when somebody moved into the nursing home, they came with a special or therapeutic diet, which might have been low salt or low fat. And, you know, that's just not fun to eat. It's not good food a lot of times. And when we live at home, we eat what we want, even though the doctor may tell us that we should be eating something else. Well, the American Medical Directors Association and the American Dietetics Association has said that in the long-term care setting, that regular diets should be the norm and not the exception. So at Haven, all of our residents eat a regular diet. There's no special diets at our nursing home. It would be a rarity for there to be a special diet, which greatly increases your chance of having an enjoyable meal, which to many of us, that's a big part of our life. Every nursing home is regulated by the federal government and the state. And with those regulations come some very specific rights for the residents. And in many ways, I often say that when you move into a nursing home, you have more rights when you walk through that door than you did when you were standing on the outside of it, because you have the right to refuse treatment. You have the right to eat the kind of food you want. You have the right to participate in the type of activities you want. You have the right to get up when you want, to go to bed when you want, to take your medicines when you want. The goal of the nursing home is to figure out what those personal preferences are and to adapt their care practices around that. So that's another reason where families are a vital part of that, because they can help communicate to the nursing home staff what is important to the residents so that they have the greatest range of choices.
Thank you so much, Carolee. That was a lot of good information. My guest for today was Carolee Causey, who is the owner of Haven Nursing Center. This is Anita Sharma.